Hey, you guys, this is Benny Fox coming to you with another podcast. As you guys know, I would be considered an Antionision, aka Antio community. I've noticed, either it's been the last 2 days or 3 days, that Greg has not uploaded a video, and now I'm kind of wondering what's going on. I don't know what his plan is. I don't know if he's holding off until the Keemstar interview gets released. I really don't know. But I know that video he put out last week before the Have a Seat with Chris Hansen, I think it was last Tuesday, he put out an animated video depicting himself putting a gun to his head and blowing his brains out. I was very disturbed by that, although I shouldn't have been, because that video was more of a manipulation slash sympathy tactic, trying to say, "Oh, I'm hurting. I need you to attend to me. I need your support." As you guys know, that video triggered the Pierce County Sheriff's Department to send out two or three officers to his home in Gig Harbor because of the threat that that video had. The video came out as that he was about to commit suicide, or he had already committed suicide. So they had to perform a wellness check on Onision. And I remember going on Twitter live stream almost immediately after the video telling people that suicide, in my opinion, it would be because he wants to avoid going to jail, potentially arrested. Then again, he could be proud of everything going on in his life right now. He's being stressed about the allegations. He's trying to find manipulation tactics to get out of it. And maybe he's running out of options when he made this video. I don't know. My opinion, YouTube needs to take that video down. I do believe the video is still being posted, is still up on his Onision Speaks channel, and I don't agree with it being up on his channel. I think they ought to either demonetize the video altogether or have him take the video down. And if he doesn't take the video down, I think he should lose his AdSense revenue on that You Win video. That's just my opinion on it. I don't think he had the right to pretend that he was going to use suicide as a method to gain our sympathy. So that's what I gotta say on that. But I just noticed he has not put any videos out since then. And I know he did a lot of proof videos a couple days ago too about him and Sarah. And you know, he was reading text messages and talking about Sarah and Kai and all that stuff. And apparently, a lot of people reacted to that. And now it seems like all the drama has died down. So I'm just wondering, is this finally come? This Onision thing finally coming to an end on the internet, or what's the next big thing? I know Jay Station was another YouTuber. His channel got demonetized for what he has done. faking his girlfriend's death and among other things. And there's some other fishy YouTubers out there that I think Chris Hansen's trying to look into. One that's accused of doing something to 21 girls. I don't remember the name of the YouTube channel or the YouTuber. I really don't know. I know Chris Hansen came on Twitter yesterday saying that there is going to be a whole new level of the investigation situation going on, that I guess something has went up another level. So, he advised all of us to go to have a seat with Chris Hansen, and we're going to see what that is. Last week, they kind of talked about another online forum, which was about the Onision Tumblr, Anti-Onision Tumblr, about a young woman that ran a Tumblr page on there. And I'm pretty sure I have visited the Tumblr page. I don't remember her name, the guest's name that was on there, but she ran a page describing everything Onision has done in the past, and people were going in on there and read about it. And then Chris Hansen had Repsion on the thing again, talking about the latest situation and all that, and he just gave his input on there, and there wasn't real much that happened on the Have a Seat with Chris Hansen this week, I don't think. Nothing really new, you know, I would say that would be fit for watching, but I think next week there might be another turn in the investigation, so we'll hopefully see what goes on, and hopefully it is good news, and maybe it'll come close to Onision Kai being indicted for heinous acts on the internet. So we'll have to see. But as you guys know, I've been watching videos, reading forum, Tumblr posts, viewing Twitter feeds all the time about this investigation since the middle or end of November, ever since I started seeing this Chris Hansen thing about Onision. I knew something was up with Onision, but nothing like this. Nothing like this. I could deal with him being a sociopath, having no feelings, empathy, or whatever, or being a narcissist. But when it got to this point of him being accused of more or less sexual abuse against children by flying teenagers out to his house to do whatever he wants to them, and then turning them into servants, or I should call slaves, to clean up his house, take care of his kids, and be in videos with them while he gets to mentally abuse them, more or less emotionally abuse them, financially abuse them, and worst off, sexually abuse them. You know, that's why I really hope that this investigation does turn up something. They do find something on this laptop and two cell phones that Sarah sent off. I really do hope that there is incriminating evidence on there. I know a lot of people are making jokes about it right now that, you know, they're not going to find much of anything incriminating, but we'll just have to wait and see. I think Sarah said it'd take about 30 days, about a month, for the FBI to forensically scan the two phones and the laptop computer, which I think was a MacBook, I don't know. That was apparently sold to her when she was living with Onision Kai. I really don't know. But we'll have to see. I highly doubt that the computer was sold to her. I think Onision gave it to her, you know, while they were taking care of her as a guardian or whatever. But yeah, seems like the Onision investigation has kind of wind down as far as the public opinion goes. I know there's a little spat that went on with Shiloh and Twitter right this week, and a lot of people are cashing in on that right now, and things ain't going good with Shiloh, and I can understand why her having to go back through this abuse and reliving everything that she has been through to a public opinion is triggering for her, and I don't doubt that she, you know, winds up dropping off the internet. I just don't doubt it. You know, she, I would hope, went and got therapy, counseling for, you know, for whatever abuse she suffered in the hands of Onision. I hope she is getting her PTSD taken care of, and what other mental health issues she could have had that stemmed from his abuse. I hope she's getting that taken care of, because right now the way she was going on the internet, apparently being alleged to tell another Twitter user to end their own life, I think it's pretty serious. And to me, I think she sounded like she was going on a warpath trying to protect her girls that were also victims of Onision, which is Sarah, Kai, and a few others, and Billy. So I can understand her trying to defend these women from further attacks online, especially through Twitter, people wanting to dox people these days, and, you know, it's just, I think all of this is getting kind of crazy, ridiculous, and it's getting kind of to where it's going up to a head right now, and we just have to sit back and wait and see what goes on, and I hope this online public opinion does not affect this investigation at all. Because I have a feeling that this online jury, I should call it, the jury of social media, is going to hamper this investigation. And because of that, Onision will get off, is my fear. And he should not walk scot-free on this. If they could get him on one charge and he serves 10, 15 years, it's better than zero. Same thing for Kai. And then I would hope that while Onision is imprisoned, if he gets in prison, by the way, they put him in some kind of psychotherapy and he gets forced into it so they could evaluate his personality issues and see what made him get to the way he got to. And same thing with Kai. Get Kai to understand what she's gone through, understand why she became a predator. He became a predator. And why he was so susceptible to Onision's tactics, abuse, and influence and control. And maybe he can break out of that cycle and maybe understand what went on with him and maybe come to terms with what he has done. And I keep forgetting that Kai is transgender. I keep thinking of Lainey Bott, and she is female to male now, and he is transgender now. So I may have just misgendered yet again. And and my opinion is, if Kai was forced into being transgender, going from female to male, and he gets away from Onision, I have a feeling, if this goes just like R. Kelly, Kai will revert back to Lainey Bott, will revert back to a female. And I would hope that that's what Kai does if he does not feel that he's transgender. I would hope that he detransitions back into a female and understands what was done to him, that he was being placed under a cult, the Onision Szeszka cult. What Onision is doing on the internet right now is what he wanted to do in Szeszka. I think he is trying to form Szeszka in real life, and that is his cult. Okay, this is Szeszka. Onision Speaks is Szeszka. Onision, which is comedy videos, skits, and whatever. Szeszka. Onision Archive is just videos that were on his main channels that were deleted and put over on an archive channel, which is Onision Archive. That's videos that kind of got him in trouble, got him backlash. He takes them down, re-uploads them to his Onision Archive, which I think he's been deleting from that channel for years. And again, that's part of Suzeska. James Jackson is another YouTube channel. That's not really much of anything. I've looked at it. It's got no videos on it right now. Again, I think that was also under the brand name, under his cult name, Suzeska. His other channel that he's got, Onichan, again, Suzeska. I mean, Onichan might be like an incel type channel. That's what it sounds like to me, an incel. Then he had another channel called Onision Channel, but I don't know much about that one. I think that was going to be another channel trying to breathe his Suzeska rhetoric on that channel also. Onision YouTuber is trying to push Suzeska on all of us viewers and all of us subscribers on the internet. And while he's trying to proclaim this religion, he's mentally, physically, sexually abusing these teenagers at the same time in the past 10 years. Shiloh, Sarah, and Billy got the worst end of it, the worst end of the stick. Shiloh suffered seizures because of it, sleep deprivation. I'm possibly certain that the victims were starved at some point, too, because he liked thin girls or women. So I'm pretty sure all three of these victims that went to his house were starved. And I think he sent that rhetoric through the internet too, causing viewers and subscribers to starve themselves. And I ain't surprised people have committed suicide over this around the world because of Onision. The way he talks down to victims, the way he talks down to women's bodies and stuff like that, fat shaming, slut shaming, and all this other stuff. You know, I'm surprised as much as he has degraded women over the past 10 years, people have not committed suicide around the world. I'm going to assume there could be in the hundreds of thousands of suicide victims that could be under the umbrella of Onision. And I believe Onision's got that much power to send a message online that it's okay to, you know, to commit suicide, you know, more or less. And it's not. So, again, this Onision saga has kind of slowed down as a public opinion. Chris Hansen is still going hard on it. He's still doing weekly shows on this investigation, and who knows when this investigation is going to end. I know it takes a very long time for the legal system to take hold. And that's assuming that they actually find any incriminating evidence on them computers, phones, or what other internet archives they can get a hold of. And we just have to sit back and watch and just hope for the best. And I especially hope for the best for these victims. And I hope they can move on from this. Go out, get help, get counseling, take medicine if they need to, and continue to live their lives like they did before, and maybe get their careers back and persevere once again. And we need to put this thing behind us, put Onision behind us. He's just another YouTuber that's gone bad, just like a school shooter, just like a Elliot Roger, you know. We just got to put them behind and put them in the past as history and move on. And take other creeps off the internet afterwards. All right, guys, I'm going to wrap this up. I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. My Twitter handle is at FoxFox0336. Again, my name is Benny Fox. I hope you enjoy this podcast and you learn something from it. If you want to leave me a reply, comment, please do so. I will try to respond in a timely manner, and I will answer any questions you guys may have to the best of my ability and to the honest, most honest answer I will give you. Wish you guys a good weekend and have a good Sunday, and goodbye.